This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine told House officials Tuesday that he was told the White House would only free military aid to Ukraine if it publicly promised to investigate Democrats and the Bidens. Get more on the story from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
William Taylor gave lawmakers a private deposition in which he described President Trump's demand that everything being sought by Ukraine's president, including military aid to fight Russia, hinged on Vladimir Zelensky promising to investigate the Biden family and the Democratic campaign going back to 2016. The Associated Press obtained a copy of his statement in which Taylor also discussed an irregular back channel led by President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, that was driving U.S. policy with Ukraine. Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus says it's pretty clear there was a quid pro quo for U.S. aid. The White House says Taylor's account is based on triple hearsay and says the president did nothing wrong. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper arrived in Baghdad on an unannounced visit Wednesday for talks with Iraqi officials about the arrival of U.S. troops recently withdrawn from northern Syria. 700 or more troops have moved into western Iraq, where 5,000 military personnel are already deployed. Esper has said the additional troops would help defend Iraq and be able to conduct anti-terrorism operations against the Islamic State insurgents inside Syria. But the Iraqi government says the troops do not have permission to stay in the country. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria, prodding President Trump to halt his withdrawal of U.S. troops from the embattled country. Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he is demanding briefings from the administration's top officials on their plans for handling the Syrian crisis.
Then why did we spend a decade, billions of dollars, and lost lives in trying to curtail ISIS if on a phone call, on a whim, the president is going to undo all of that and turn this over to the Turks and the Syrians?
The Democratic-led House last week overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan resolution opposing the U.S. troop withdrawal. Russia and Turkey have struck a deal that effectively transformed the map of northeast Syria. We get more from Mike Gracia.
Under terms of the 10-point deal worked out by Presidents Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey will have sole control over an area in the center of its border with Syria, roughly 75 miles wide and 20 miles deep. Turkey, Russia, and the Syrian government will divide control over the rest of the area previously held by Kurdish fighters. The announcement was made as Kurdish fighters completed their pullout from a section of the Syrian-Turkish border that was required in the U.S.-brokered ceasefire that was set to expire Tuesday night. The agreement means Russian and Turkish troops will be holding territory where U.S. troops and Kurdish-led fighters fought for 5 years while bringing down the Islamic State group's hold on a third of Syria. I'm Mike Gracia.
Voters in Botswana choosing the country's president Wednesday in one of the African continent's most stable nations. The Botswana Democratic Party, which has ruled the diamond-rich southern African nation for decades, is facing a strong challenge from the opposition umbrella for the Democratic Change Coalition led by Duma Boka. The results are expected to be announced later in the week. And the Washington Nationals win their first ever World Series game by downing the Houston Astros 5-4. Correspondent Mark Myers reports.
The Nationals won their first World Series game ever, taking Game 1 from the Astros 5-4. In a marquee mound matchup, Max Scherzer won it over Gerrit Cole. Scherzer going 5 innings and giving up 2 runs. Cole allowed 5 runs over 7. Washington's Juan Soto had a single, double, and home run with 3 driven in. Ryan Zimmerman also homered. George Springer and Yuri Gurriel each knocked in a pair, but the Astros stranded 11. Mark Myers, Houston.
And Game 2 of the series tonight down in Houston, the best-of-7-game series. You have to win 4 to claim the championship. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.